I have to say, a lot of tech buzzwords, they cross my desk.
Oh, all the time.
We get things like the digital assistant or the smart helper.
The augmented wrench was one I saw recently.
Right. But the source material we're looking at today,
Yeah.
it uses this phrase that, I don't know, it almost scared me a little.
It's a bold one.
It wasn't flashy, it just,
Bingo.
it had this sheer audacity to it.
Yeah.
The implication.
It's a claim right out of the gate.
Two words. The Silicon Mechanic.
And that immediately sets a tone, doesn't it?
It
It
does.
suggests we're not talking about a tool anymore, not some glorified calculator that just sits in a toolbox.
Exactly. The Silicon Mechanic, that implies a replacement, or at the very least, a competitor, not a helper. And that is exactly what we are unpacking today. We're doing a deep dive into the source called the Silicon Mechanic, AI in Modern Auto Diagnostics.
And the subtitle is just as heavy: How AI Diagnostics Are Changing Auto Repair.
It really is.
And we should be clear about what's at stake here. I mean, this isn't just about cool new gadgets. This is about the fundamental way we fix incredibly complex machines.
For sure.
If you're a gearhead listening to this changes your hobby. If you manage a fleet of vehicles, this changes your bottom
And
line.
if you're just someone who dreads that check engine light, this changes who or, well, what you trust to keep you safe on the road.
Exactly.
So let's get right into the meat of this. The Silicon Mechanic. Like you said, technology in a garage is usually passive. You've got an OBD-II scanner, right? You plug it in, it gives you a code, maybe P0300. Then it's up to the human to figure out what a random multiple cylinder misfire actually means.
Right. The traditional scanner is, well, it's dumb. It just reports a symptom. It's like a thermometer telling you that you have a fever. It doesn't tell you if it's the flu or an infection. It just says hot.
And the human mechanic provides the logic, the context, all of it.
They provide the solution.
But this source argues that this new wave, this so-called Silicon Mechanic, it's crossing a threshold where the software itself is providing the agency.
Oh, that's the word.
It's not
Agency.
just reporting anymore, it's reasoning.
That is the absolute critical distinction here. The source defines the Silicon Mechanic not by its hardware, but by its ability to synthesize
Synthesize what exactly?
everything. We're talking about neural networks that are ingesting not just that error code, but the freeze frame data from the exact moment the error happened.
Okay.
And the service history of that specific vehicle, this is the key, the aggregated data from millions of other cars of the very same make and model.
So it's engaging in a level of pattern recognition that, I mean, a single human, no matter how experienced they are, these can't match that.
Precisely. A human mechanic might see 500 Ford F-150s in their entire career.
If they're lucky.
The Silicon Mechanic has seen 5 million. It knows that when the voltage on the upstream O2 sensor drops by 0.2 volts, just as the intake air temperature spikes, it's not a sensor failure.
What is it then?
It's a hairline crack in the manifold that only expands when the engine is under a specific load.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So the term mechanic is used because the technology is basically assuming the role of the expert. It's making the judgment call.
It is, and it creates this fascinating juxtaposition. Silicon is this cold, mathematical, clean world of processing,
Right.
and mechanic is, tactile, intuitive, grease-stained. By fusing them, the source is arguing that the intuition we always prized in a master technician,
You got feeling.
that gut feeling, is actually just data processing that humans do very slowly and subconsciously. The Silicon Mechanic just does it instantly and explicitly.
Which I think leads us to the context the source establishes, modern auto diagnostics. The text makes a really big deal out of that word, modern. It feels like they're drawing a very hard line in the sand.
Well, think about the sheer complexity of a modern vehicle. A car from the 1970s was a mechanical system with a few electrical parts. A car today is a rolling data center. You've got CAN bus systems, miles of wiring, dozens of ECUs all trying to talk to each other.
It's a network of computers wrapped in steel and glass, basically.
That's it. So the traditional method of diagnostics, listen to the engine sound, smell the exhaust, wiggle some wires, it's failing.
It's not just inefficient.
It's becoming impossible. You can't listen to a software bug in the transmission control module.
So modern in this context really just means that the complexity of the machine has outpaced the capability of the biological mechanic.
That is the source's core argument. Modern diagnostics requires a tool that thinks at the speed of the car's own internal network.
If the car makes decisions in milliseconds,
you need a diagnostician that analyzes in milliseconds.
I want to drill down into the diagnostics part of this. The source is very specific. It's not AI in auto painting or AI in tire rotation.
No.
It's AI in diagnostics. Why is that the beachhead for AI in the garage?
It's simple, really. Diagnostics is the most expensive variable in auto repair.
Is that right? I would assume parts are the expensive part.
Parts are commodities. Labor is time. But diagnostic time is the black hole of the repair shop.
Yeah.
If a car comes in with an intermittent issue, say, the engine stalls, but only when you're turning left on a rainy Tuesday.
The dreaded could not replicate on the invoice.
Exactly. A human mechanic could spend 10 hours, maybe more, just driving that car around trying to make it happen again.
And that's all wasted time.
For the shop, and it's pure frustration for the customer. But the silicon mechanic, it changes the very nature of this problem.
How so?
It doesn't need to replicate the issue physically because it can just scrub the data buffer. It can look at the telemetry from the last 500 miles of driving.
So it's playing detective, but in the past tense.
It's forensic analysis. The source gives this great example of sensor fusion. A human looks at things in isolation.
Like the battery is fine.
The alternator is fine. Exactly. But the AI looks at the correlation. It sees that the fuel trim is leaning out at the exact moment the AC compressor kicks on.
Which creates a vibration.
A harmonic vibration that confuses the knock sensor.
Wow. That is oddly specific.
It's the kind of thing that drives human mechanics absolutely insane. But for the silicon mechanic, it's just a math problem.
So the modern diagnostic approach is about total situational awareness.
Yes. It's about moving the cognitive load from the human brain, which gets tired and biased and frustrated, to a system that just crunches the numbers.
It's shifting the aha moment from the person to the processor.
And that matters because diagnostics is the gatekeeper. You can't fix what you don't know is broken. By automating the knowing, you unlock the speed of the fixing.
This brings us to the subtitle, which I think is where the rubber really meets the road here.
Mm.
How AI diagnostics are changing auto repair. And I want to focus on that verb, changing.
It's an active verb, present tense.
Right. It doesn't say will change.
Yeah.
We're not talking about some sci-fi future in 2050. We're talking about the shop down the street right now.
And changing here isn't just about swapping out a tool. The source argues it's changing the entire business model of auto repair.
In what way?
Well, think about the hierarchy of a garage. Traditionally, the master tech is king.
Right.
They're the highest paid because they have the golden ear. They can diagnose the problems nobody else can. The junior techs are just there to turn wrenches.
The value is in the diagnosis.
Correct. But if the silicon mechanic can diagnose with, say, 99.9% accuracy, which is better than the master tech, what happens to that hierarchy?
It gets flattened.
The source suggests a democratization of competence. A junior tech, armed with this AI, can diagnose a complex electrical fault that used to require 20 years of experience.
That is a massive disruption.
Yeah.
It commoditizes expertise.
It absolutely does. And it changes the economics. I mean, if the diagnosis is instant and automated, do shops even charge for diagnostic time anymore?
Or does it become a subscription service?
Exactly. Maybe your car is constantly being diagnosed in the cloud and you just show up when the new part arrives.
Which connects back to that idea of the silicon mechanic as an active participant. The source implies the car might know it's broken before the driver even does.
We're already seeing that shift. It's called predictive maintenance. The silicon mechanic doesn't just say something is broken.
It says.
It says, based on the wear patterns of the fuel pump's current draw, this pump will probably fail in the next 300 miles.
So we're moving from auto repair to auto prevention.
Changing is almost too soft a word. It's an inversion. Auto repair has always been reactive.
Something breaks, you have a bad day, you go get it fixed.
Exactly. The source describes a future where auto repair is proactive. The repair is scheduled before the failure ever occurs.
That sounds great for me, the consumer, but I imagine it's terrifying for the traditional mechanic who prides themselves on their detective skills.
It's an identity crisis. The source touches on this tension. If you take away the diagnostic puzzle, is the job just parts replacement?
Are we turning mechanics into Lego builders?
That's a harsh way to put it, but I see your point. If the AI says replace part B and all you do is replace part B, where's the art in that?
Where's the craft?
The art might be disappearing, or maybe it's just shifting. The source implies the new art is in interpreting the AI or managing the workflow. But the era of the lone genius listening to an engine block with a screwdriver.
That's fading.
It's fading fast.
It's funny, we started by analyzing the title, The Silicon Mechanic, and the more we talk, the more literal that title seems to become. It really is a new entity entering the workforce.
It is, and it's an entity that doesn't take lunch breaks, never has a bad day, and has read every service manual ever written, in every language.
When you put it like that, the human doesn't stand a chance in a head-to-head on pure data analysis.
On data analysis, no. Humans lose that fight every time. But the source does hint at a symbiotic relationship.
Okay.
The AI can identify the fault, but it can't feel a stripped bolt. It can't see that a customer has customized their wiring harness in some weird way that isn't on the schematic.
So the silicon mechanic lives in the perfect world of data. But the human mechanic still has to deal with the messy reality of rust and road grime.
Exactly. The silicon mechanic is the brain, but for now it still needs hands. And it needs eyes that can see context that sensors might miss.
But the dynamic has fundamentally shifted. The human is no longer the sole authority.
That is the key takeaway from this source material. The authority has split. We are entering a partnership. And frankly, in this partnership, the silicon partner is getting louder and louder.
It's really interesting to think about how this applies to, you know, anyone listening who owns a car. The next time that check engine light pops on, you're not just asking a person for help anymore.
No, you're not.
You're engaging with this massive, invisible digital infrastructure.
You are. And honestly, you should probably be glad you are. Because as romantic as the old ways might seem, they were also prone to error, to guessing.
To throwing parts at a problem until it went away.
Right. Hmm. The silicon mechanic promises a level of precision that saves money and keeps cars on the road longer.
Efficient, sure. But it definitely changes the vibe of the local garage.
It turns the garage into a laboratory.
So, to synthesize what we've pulled from this source, we've got the silicon mechanic, this AI agent, with the agency to diagnose, not just report.
Mm.
It's operating in the realm of modern diagnostics because our cars have become too complex for the naked eye.
Or ear.
Or ear. And this shift is actively changing auto repair from a reactive, intuition-based arc into a predictive, data-driven science.
That is the perfect narrative arc. From art to science, from intuition to algorithm.
And the implications are huge for the workforce, for the consumer, for the cars themselves.
It redefines what it even means to be broken. A car isn't broken when it stops moving. It's broken the second its data trend line deviates from the norm.
So here's a final thought to chew on, something that really stuck with me from the source's conclusion.
Okay.
If the AI is now the silicon mechanic and it's doing all the thinking, what does that make the human mechanic?
The assistant.
Maybe. Or maybe guest. The actuator. The meat servo that turns the wrench because the robot isn't dexterous enough yet.
That is a humbling thought. Or, to put a more optimistic spin on it, perhaps the human becomes the surgeon and the AI is just the very, very advanced X-ray machine.
The surgeon still has to make the cut.
The surgeon still has to make the cut.
I like the surgeon analogy a lot better than the meat servo. Let's hope. For the sake of the industry, that's where we land.
We can hope, but the silicon mechanic is here to stay.
It certainly is. Well, thanks for taking this deep drive with us into the digital garage.
Always a pleasure to look under the hood.
Drive safe, everyone. And if your car starts talking to you, you might want to listen. It probably knows more than you do. Catch you on the next deep dive.